Around 1,000 people are held in close quarters in ICE's West County Detention Facility in Richmond. In the wake of Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order, which put the entire state under an order to shelter in place, immigration experts are calling for governments to release immigrants held in ICE detention centers. They say those detained would face dire consequences if the virus began to spread within the centers. Dr. Ranit Mishori is the senior medical advisor at Physicians for Human Rights.
We have seen well-documented cases of medical neglect, poor sanitation, overcrowding, and inadequate supplies of basic necessities such as soap. In many communities across the U.S., officials have made in the last few days very difficult but necessary decisions to close high-density settings. And the same strategy should apply to immigration detention, where detainees can't leave, they can't social distance, and they cannot quarantine themselves. We call on ICE, state, and federal officials to act now to protect the health and human rights of communities across the country. And this is why we at PHR are calling for the release of all detainees on humanitarian grounds.
As the coronavirus outbreak has spread, criminal justice activists have already begun calling for the release of prisoners in jail across the country, saying that the virus will spread rapidly through confined spaces like prisons with devastating results. Immigration advocates say the same thing will happen in ICE detention centers. ABC News reports that the American Civil Liberties Union and the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project, an organization which provides pro bono legal services to immigrants facing deportation, are suing a Washington detention center for failing to release detainees who are at risk due to the coronavirus. Other Trump immigration policies could exacerbate the public health crisis, too. Maria Elena Incapié, the executive director of the National Immigration Law Center, says the federal government must eliminate the public charge rule, which penalizes documented immigrants for using public services like Medicare. Incapié says this will discourage immigrants from seeking health care at a time when everyone should be getting coronavirus tests and treatment if they need it.
We cannot tolerate this baseless fear-mongering and the increased xenophobia that we are starting to see. Now is not the time to be imposing limits or restrictions around immigration in terms of access to vital healthcare services. And we call on the Trump administration to drop the public charge rule, to end immigration enforcement and immigration detention, and to end the unnecessary wealth test on immigrants altogether. We need clear, unobstructed access to medical care for all, regardless of immigration status.
Another policy the experts say causes problems is the Remain in Mexico policy, which forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until their U.S. court hearings. Eleanor Osser, the senior director of refugee protection at Human Rights First, says it forces asylum seekers to wait at the border in places like refugee camps, which would likely be devastated if the coronavirus hits.
The Trump administration's plans to shut the border to men, women, and children seeking asylum will actually endanger more human lives. So too will its failure to parole into safety. Asylum seekers turn back to face grave dangers under its Remain in Mexico policy.
On March 4th, a federal appeals court in San Francisco said it would block the Remain in Mexico policy in Arizona and California, saying it is illegal under U.S. law. The order is still in effect in other border states. Incapié says the public health crisis makes the problems in the U.S. immigration system even more clear.
In times of crises, right, pre-existing systems and structures are amplified. When they're strong, they become more resilient. When they're weak, they become even more fractured. And that's what we're witnessing right now. Our health, immigration, and economic and labor systems are threatening our collective health, safety, and our ability to thrive in the midst of this global pandemic. And Trump's failed leadership on this disaster relief is endangering all of us.
The experts say the federal government must act quickly. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Kate Ida.